the exploding infinities, hack the cosmogonic grok, the unfathomable conundrums, and expose extra-mundane perplexities of our apathetic universe. All that and more when you hack the universe. Now, here's your host, Harold Brutus Black.
Yes, yes. Settle in, follicular fanatics and biodegradable fashionistas, because on today's program, we descend a slippery, dandruff-lined slope into one man's gutterly, misguided yet oddly compelling dream. Clothing made entirely from human hair. That's right. We're not talking about curing baldness or boosting the confidence in lonely hearts from Phoenix to Portland. No. Our guest today has concocted a custom-designed formula, not to regrow lost hair, but to make the hair you already have longer. Exponentially longer. But why, you ask? Vanity? TikTok trends? Some horrific fringe fetish? No. He wants to farm human hair like wool? Shear it off? Make coats? Maybe the occasional tasteful throw pillow? Think eco-friendly meets body horror, and you're halfway there. I, for one, am far more interested in the science than the aesthetic. But hey, maybe that's just me. But before we split that particular follicle, I am, by court order and GRM syndication rules, legally required to answer at least one listener question from the mailbag. What do we have for today, evil robot head?
I have three to choose from. The first is from a skinbag called Reggie. You must read it now, Hack.
Hey, Hack. Is it true that fluoride in toothpaste is actually mind control agent designed by the Canadian Space Agency? My cousin switched to baking soda, and now he only speaks in palindromes. Signed, Reggie from Yuba City. Yes, but it does not work, I repeat, it does not work, never has, never will. I wish people would stop harping on this. Next.
I will send Reggie my formula for industrial strength fluoride scale remover in hope he will test it out on himself.
Behave, evil robot head.
Number two is from a real number two, if you know what I mean.
Hack, love the show. Quick kaijin question. I haven't washed my hair since 2023, and I think it's developed sentience. Is it still technically me, or should I be charging it rent? From Fernanda, who is apparently semi-feral. Good question. We'll ask our guest that one. Not really.
Feral. You mean semi-feral.
Ignore him, folks. And now number three. Hey, Hack. Do you think the rise in worm activity is connected to the humming sky event over Latvia? Also, my compost pile is singing. Thoughts?
She doesn't have any.
By Luna 4 to 20, via cereal box, key encoded snail mail. I'll be honest, I had no intention of answering this one, but you went through the trouble of encrypting it with a plastic decoder ring from a discontinued box of sugar boomers and writing it in what I can only assume is lemon juice spite. So, fine, you win. Personally, I think you're listening to too many podcasts about worm songs. Stop that right now, as it's not good for your continued productivity to your country's national gross product. As for the humming sky, look, I'm not saying it's not a rippling tear in the membrane of localized reality caused by a forgotten Soviet radio telescope, still running at a frequency only moths and guilt can hear. But I'm also not saying that. So no, Luna, I don't think worms and humming skies are holding strategy meat-eatings behind your tool shed. But I appreciate your dedication to wasting a perfectly good children's breakfast prize. Just ask me. You know who else is good at wasting a perfectly good children's cereal? Sasquatches. But that's for a future episode. No. Back to the meat and potatoes of today's show, or should I say, the roots and follicles. Joining us live from what can only be described as a forgotten Tibetan monastery in the misty nether regions of Washington State, we have none other than Greg Mokavitz, better known to some as Brother Cobalt, Technomonk, Textile Mystic, and alleged friend of furry beasts. Brother Cobalt, did it I get that right? You're living in an abandoned Tibetan monastery.
Well, it's only abandoned when I'm on radio podcasts, by human standards, that is. And technically, it's not a Tibetan monastery because it's not in Tibet, it was just built there. Every mud brick, all 2 million of them, handcrafted by blind monks, then crated and shipped to the U.S., thanks to Amazon Global Freight. Isn't capitalism a wonderful broken flower?
So not Tibetan, not abandoned, not haunted either, I'm guessing.
Oh no, definitely haunted, but only by thousand-year-old Tibetan monks who came along with the bricks. Not too bad, unless you're annoyed by all the moan and groaning that they never got laid while still alive.
Oh my god. Kill me now.
All right, let's talk hair. You claim to have developed a formula for accelerated hair growth, but not for beauty, not for vanity, but for harvesting. You're growing hair to shear it.
Correct. I've been testing the formula on the indigenous community that shares the land with me. They're very spiritual, actually. Curious, cooperative, and really hairy. In exchange for monthly drum circles and fermented root paste, they allow me to run follicular studies.
So, you're running your experiments on Native Americans. Isn't that a little...
You mean Native Americans? God, no. I could never get them to sign all the consent forms. No, I'm talking about the Sasquatches. They can't read, and nobody gives two craps about them anyway.
Did you just say Bigfoot?
The preferred term is sapient sylvan anthropoid. And yes, using CRISPR, I've edited their follicle genome to produce sustainable, endlessly renewable locks of keratinic fiber. What the fashion world might call hirsute gold. I call it cold hard cash when marketed correctly.
Let's back up to the part where you casually mentioned Sasquatches. They're just there, at the monastery. How come no one's ever seen them besides you and the dead monks with hard-ons?
They're really good at standing perfectly still for hours at a time, hack, blending in. Also, they live underground, a vast mycelial encapsulated network of tunnels, feeding on fungal growths, mosses, and bacterial slimes. They only come up during full moons. For, well, social events. Orgies, mostly. The caves are called the ape caves for a reason, you know.
And yet no photographs. No skeletal remains. No scat samples. No credible sightings at all.
I just said they live in caves. It's dark down there and hard to get photographs. The heat and humidity alone will ruin camera film in less than a minute. That and the terrible stench they emit is enough to drive off even the most hardened cryptozoologist. I published a whole zine on it. Xeroxed it myself.
Huh. I'm sure it's a must-read when you're constipated on the toilet at 2 a.m. listening to tuneless trumpet solos. So... Brother Cobalt, it sounds you got yourself mixed up in the whole Sasquatch rights debate.
Oh, no, Hack. There's no debate. They're not people. They're raw material.
Raw material?
Absolutely. Look, these sapient sylvan anthropoids, bless their shaggy, hopeless little hearts, are perfect for the human spiritual community. Think about it. They're mysterious, exotic, and they smell like ancient forests. A robe woven from a mature mountain Sasquatch can fetch upwards of 12 grand at a mid-size hippie festival. Throw in some rancid patchouli oil, chant about connecting with shaggy earth spirits, and the crowd eats it up.
You don't see a problem using them for profit. All the while, denying them rights.
Rights? Hack, come on. They can barely form sentences and you should see them attempt to log into my Netflix account. Hilarious. Their idea of culture is leaving flaming bags of poop on my neighbor's porch and sneaking out at night to tip over cows.
You're thinking of frat boys.
Look, the Sasquatch are too dumb to be citizens and too unsightly to be mascots. Best thing they can do is serve a higher cause, ours. And the best part? Thanks to my formula, they grow it all back in a few months. They're a renewable resource. No harm done, well, except to their dignity. But, as I said, they're too dim-witted to notice.
You are now tuned to GRN, your source for unauthorized transmissions, unsanctioned frequencies, and unexplained phenomena. Don't touch that dial. It touches back at 430 gigahertz.
I think it's time to bring in my second guest today, Dr. Alondra Reyes. Her specialty, endocrine dermatotoxicology. Born and raised in Nogales, Arizona, Alondra Reyes is a first-generation college student with a passion for uncovering the hormonal side effects of undocumented hair regrowth treatments.
Quit reading the script. Hack, speak from your heart.
Her research explores how minoxidil and finasteride affect hormone receptors and hyper-aroused patients. With publications in Follicular Pornocology and a TED Talk on gentrification of hair. And a TED Talk, Dr. Reyes, welcome to the show. You've heard some of Brother Cobalt's claims. Anything jump out?
Yeah, the Sasquatches. Definitely the Sasquatches.
Right. But just to rewind slightly, he's here because he supposedly had a CRISPR-based follicle enhancement serum that may make hair grow long enough to be harvested for clothing.
Sure. But the underground fungus-eating orgy Sasquatches? I mean, that's not something you gloss over. Brother Cobalt, you said they live under the monastery? Are we talking full colonies, family units, marital relations?
Oh yes, Sister Alondra. We call them the Yavdar, a tribal designation that roughly translates to those who stay moist. They've been my partners in follicular research for decades. The tunnels go for miles, interlacing the root systems of the old cedar groves. They've taught me much about patience, enzymatic decay, and tantric grooming.
Okay. Look, I'm going to hit the brakes on the sexy squatch lore for just a micro fortnight. Can we talk about the hair formula? You know, the reason this guest slot exists. Follicle acceleration via gene editing. Human trials, anyone?
Honestly, Hack, hair regrowth is so last decade. I've seen 1,000 finasteride spreadsheets. What I haven't seen is a confirmed subterranean ape society with fungal diets and spa-quality hair. I mean, do they have sebaceous glands like humans? How about pheromones? Do the females attract mates with their lush bush grooming?
Very lush. You could lose your fingers in the undercoat of a juvenile mating pair. And yes, they have complex hygiene rituals involving warm mosses and fermented bark serums.
This is a hair growth episode. An interspecies shampoo commercial. Do either of you even care about the implications of wearable hair textiles?
Oh, come on, Hack. Clothing's not even on the table anymore. But salacious, well-groomed cave dwellers running an underground spa network? Now that's anthropology. That's pornocological gold. That's a Netflix docuseries just waiting to be exploited.
She understands. You see, Hack, science is never about the results or learning. It's about who brushes your hair in the dark tunnels of discovery.
Oh, great. First it was crop circles. Now it's jerk circles. We're 15 minutes away from a GoFundMe for Bigfoot's hot spring break retreat.
Honestly, I donate. But only if I get a sexy fur sample. For science, of course.
I swear, one more guest calls my show a stepping stone to Squatch fame. I'm switching formats. Maybe something safe, like competitive cross-country pickleball. Near-death tax tips. Let's take a break.
Broadcasting at zero-point resonance since before your species discovered fire, this is the Galactic Radio Network. Stay tuned, or be forgotten.
From the void of space to your grandma's face, it's the Galadio. From the void of space to your grandma's face, it's the Galactic.
Hack ate too many burritos on Taco Tuesday, and now he's constipated.
Network.
Here he comes now. Watch this.
Jesus. How long has there been dead air?
Long enough that I could report you to the Galactic Radio Network for dereliction of duties.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I do that?
Doesn't matter. My next guest is a futurist economist and future best-selling author, Dr. Gavin Lux. A former hedge fund analyst turned academic, Dr. Lux explores the commodification of beauty through NFTs, cosmetic tech startups, and face-based influencer derivatives. He argues that beauty isn't big business. It's a belief system baked into GDP metrics. He once proposed a glow economy model, facial symmetry ratios to quarterly stock projections. So, Dr. Lux, what impact do you think the Brother Cobalt's hair growth research might have on the global economy?
Look, man, I used to model economic futures on quantum cognified neural nets with recursive regression layers and like 80 screens at once, right? But these days, I just let the forest model me. The trees got better data than Wall Street, you know? So, I guess my answer is, who cares, bro?
Man, you smell like a dank locker room that lost a fight with a raccoon. And I can see matted hair under your collar. Hey, are you using Cobalt's product or living in a compost pile?
That's not matted. That's feral elegance, my dude. And nah, I ain't using that follicle sauce. My hair grows naturally. With love. Lunar phases, and whatever's in the soil under my hammock. But I gotta push back on what Brother Cobalt and Miss Alondra were saying about the Sasquatch folk. A lot of myths in there. A lot of romanticization. You know? The idea that there's some mysterious orgy having mud monsters living in fungal slime caves? Nah, man. That's outdated anthropology filtered through Instagram.
You're saying they don't live in caves?
They live in gated groves, Hack. Ask anyone in the crypto space. Both cryptocurrency and cryptozoology. They're like this. Sasquatch is an open secret. Every time someone tries to publish real findings, they end up too high, forget their passwords, or just marry into the community, you know what I'm saying? Bigfoot weddings are legit magical. You just gotta check it out for yourself.
Huh. Are you trying to tell me that you married a Bigfoot?
Hell yeah, man. Her name's Denise. She's 7'2", she's got the calmest voice you've ever heard, and she makes this awesome mushroom stew that'll reset your nervous system. And she speaks perfect English. I don't know what the hell that other lady's talking about. Denise was a tenured linguist at Evergreen State before she transcended into, you know, fuzzier forms of expression and stuff.
This explains the matted hair. But what happened to your spine?
Oh, man. Don't knock it before you try it. Well, we were dating, and I was playing hard to get. She'd come around my trailer in the middle of the night and stomp around trying to intimidate me. In the morning, I'd find a large steamer by my doorstep just waiting for me to step in it. After that, I was hooked.
Oh, brother. They told us to stop. They revoked our license in 5 timelines. Do I really have to say this?
Yes, it's your punishment.
Hugged! But we're still here. Broadcasting from inside a supermassive event horizon on the edge of causation. Galactic Radio Network. They can't cancel what they can't fathom.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled shit fest.
I can't help it, Hack. Sasquatch society is so arousing. The communal grooming? That's practically foreplay to me. And the ritual dances under the full moon? Spirits high, body slick with sweat? Just take me there already. It's not far off from my early college days, when I drag off any man with 2 legs and insist he treat me like a wild beast on the loose.
Not exactly. They are not beasts, as some would have you believe, just dim-witted forest creatures. Easily tricked into doing your bidding with a little bit of chocolate and ketamine.
Hold up. Let me get this straight. You roofied a squatch? That's not enlightenment, man. That's a pulmonary emergency. And Alondra, you're getting hoodwinked by all this forest propaganda.
You mean the propaganda from your so-called wife, Denise the Sasquatch linguist? I'm still waiting on her peer-reviewed journal article, by the way.
Denise doesn't exist, Gavin. That was a mycelial hallucination you mistook for a wedding.
Okay, here we go again. Typical hair gel elitism from the bald monk in a mud brick retreat. You wouldn't know a sentient primate if it braided your armpits.
Armpit braiding is a sign of affection among the inner tree folk. That's very disrespectful. I demand an apology.
Eyes? Guys, let's remember we're here to share knowledge, not fling accusations.
Oh, I got knowledge to share.
Did you just throw feces?
It's just natural expression of intellectual superiority in Sasquatch culture. I learned it from real Bigfoot. You can tell by the steam.
Okay, this is crossing a line. I am a scientist. I have tenure track ambitions.
You have the soul of a spreadsheet, man. You and Cobalt just want to cage them, study them, poke them. Man, they're more evolved than us.
You smell like swampy gym shorts. You haven't made a coherent economic point since 2009. So if by more evolved you mean more gullible, then speak for yourself.
And this is why we don't book 3 guests. From the woods at once.
I had to do it. They were throwing feces around the studio.
No, it's all right. Normally, I don't condone blowing up our guests, but this time I have to agree with you. Get me the number for the GRN. Clean up crew, huh?
Do it yourself, meatbag. I'm not doing everything around here myself.
Folks, if you're still listening, and frankly, I question your life choices, if you are, congratulations. You survived another catastrophic episode of Hack the Universe. Today, we learned nothing about hair regrowth, ruined any chance of FDA sponsorship, and witnessed what I can only describe as a feces-based academic dispute between a weed economist a dermatological post-grad, and a mud-brick mystic monk with a fondness for cryptids and calf breathing. If I had a time machine, I wouldn't use it to warn past civilizations or save historical figures. I'd use it to stop myself from booking today's guests. I'd slap the scheduling version of me right in the face with a damp wig and whisper, "No, Hack, not the Sasquatch people. For the love of God, not the Sasquatch people." So here we are, hair no thicker, minds no sharper, and the studio now officially biohazard level 3. Join us next week if we're not shut down by the CDC or the Department of Methodological Affairs for a topic that hopefully involves less underground fungus sex cults. Until then, I'm Hack, and you've been the unfortunate witness to intellectual entropy in action. Stay hairy, stay skeptical. Whatever you do, don't marry a Sasquatch.
From the void of space to your grandma's face. It's the Galadio. Your spaceship's down. It's the Galactic Radio Network.